Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's New Orleans in the Little League World Series United States Championship tomorrow. Boy, how fun is that going to be at 2:30? The boys from River Ridge play Hawaii, a couple of wins away from a world championship. A world championship. How special is that? One of the stars of that team, and look, the star of that team is Reese Roussel, who last night, and this is kind of an encapsulation of his entire tournament, really his entire summer, has been 4 of 4. Three doubles and a grand slam home run. I mean, he is sensational. Paul Benary, take notice over there at LSU. He's the star of that team. He's the star, really, of this tournament. And his father, Corey Roussel, joins the show now. Corey, how you doing?
Hey, Seth, I'm doing awesome, man.
What has this been like for you, Corey, to watch your son's journey here? Not just this tournament, but, you know, this goes back for months as they were kind of leading up to this point.
You know, it's really been unreal. I mean, of course, I'm proud of my son, without a doubt. It's just, you don't expect this, you know, from any kid, actually. You just, like, you want to get a hit, help your team out. But then when he does something like this, I'm like, wow. I really don't know what to say.
What does he say? When he gets, you know, away from the cameras and his team and he's talking to you, you know, in the hotel rooms or when you're traveling, what does he say when he tries to reflect on this?
Well, he looks back and he goes, you know, Dad, I'm just thinking on Hill Line Drive and, you know, help my team. Hopefully we can win and keep going on. And he just keeps doing it. And I'm like, wow.
Wow, that's kind of the reaction that all of us had watching this, Corey, is wow. Have you seen, and look, maybe this is a silly question, I don't know how anybody could see this coming, but have you seen this coming from your son? As he's played Little League, he's lead up to this point, have you ever thought that, man, my son could be, you know, starring on ESPN on these worldwide broadcasts, it's broadcast around the world, you know, this August?
So, no, I've thought about it. We started East Bank back in 2015, and the reason we started was, hey, look, I've watched Little League all my life, and it would be great if one day we would be here, not really knowing. It's kind of like a chance, like not really knowing you're going to get here, but, all right, let's keep going, and just kind of manifested it, and, all right, we're here. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
It almost sounds, Corey, like you're still in a little shock, right? Like, wow, this is awesome, but I can't kind of believe we're here, right?
No, I am. It's hard to explain because when you get here and you see the fields and you see the atmosphere, you go down the hill, it's like, wow, I can't believe I'm here.
Talking to Corey Roussel, who's the father of Reese Roussel on the East Bank All-Stars Southwest Regional Champs at the Little League World Series. They'll play tomorrow against Hawaii for the United States Championship. One of the reasons why I was just so excited to get you on is I think a lot of people that watch this Little League World Series don't understand all of the hours that the parents and the support crews really surrounding these kids go through over the last few months. What's it been like for you and your wife, Brandy, as you've had to travel, you've had to miss a lot of work, I'm guessing. Is you kind of support Reese going through this?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's a lot of time you have to commit to trying to get here. You don't want to miss a game. But in order to make every game, you have to balance work. You have to balance your finances, of course. And it's tough because it's a long, long haul to do this, but it's like you can't not do it. You have to be here.
What do your employers and maybe yours and some of you know the other parents that you talk to? What do the employers say when you say, "Man, I got to miss work for weeks at a time because my son's playing a Little League baseball"? Are they kind of on board with this? Are they push back? What's that like?
No, for the most part, all the stories I've heard of was a lot of employers going, look, I support you. You got to be there. Go do it. We're going to deal with it when you get back.
It's a great attitude to have. Hopefully, you know, coming back, I guess. Well, you made it to this weekend, so you're going to play Saturday, Sunday, no matter what happens here, whether that's in the championship on Sunday or in the third place game on Sunday. What's the atmosphere? What's the attitude like right now? I guess really just hours away from that game tomorrow.
Look, we're really excited because we got on a really great roll. Boys started hitting. We got past that Hawaii game that was a little rough and they were nervous. But we're really playing the ball we've always played. So I think Hawaii's got something to worry about.
I think they do too, Corey. I think that everybody believes that right now, even though for some reason River Ridge, East Bank All-Stars, I think 3.5-1 underdogs in that game, which is a little crazy to me. How's Reese feeling?
Oh, he's good. Look, he's a 12-year-old kid, and he just shows up every day, and he's like, all right, I guess we're going to play baseball again today. You know, let's do it.
Isn't that amazing how it's so easy for those kids to tune everything else out and just focus on, you know, one game, one pitch at a time?
It is. It's amazing. And a lot of the parents and the coaches look at these boys and, like, they're all great boys. And it just they take this in stride and they have fun. And I think that's the biggest part of it. It just they're loose and having fun and – I think that's why Hawaii has to worry.
Corey, can I hold you just 60 seconds? We got a hard break. All right?
Absolutely.
Okay, 60 seconds back with Corey Roussel, father of Reese Roussel. It's going to be a great double dip here tomorrow with sports as most of us will be watching the East Bank All-Stars, the Southwest representatives of the United States, the Little League World Series, take on Hawaii for a national championship. That'll be at 2:30 local time. And then after that, of course, we have Saints preseason football. We're chatting with Corey Roussel, the father of Reese Roussel, the East Bank All-Stars. Reese, yesterday, a ho-hum, 4-of-4, three doubles, and a grand slam home run propelling those East Bank All-Stars to this point. Corey, can you take us through what game day preparation is going to be for all these kids tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what game day prep is because that's really left up to Coach Frazier. But normally what they usually do is they'll wake up, eat breakfast, go through the Little League scenarios, and then practice, take a break, and then pretty much get ready for the game.
What's going to be your and Brandy's preparation tomorrow?
Well, so
lots of Rolaids and indigestion medicine.
Well, so that's a little different. So I go through a process to where I wear the same clothes I've worn the last, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 games because we've won. And we do a little tailgating. We're from South Louisiana, so it's kind of a necessity.
Oh, yeah.
So we do that, and then we get ready and go through a process, and then show up for the game really early.
there you go. And cross your fingers and rally hats and rally monkeys and whatever else you need.
Absolutely.
Corey, I really appreciate you taking some time to share your son's story with everybody here in New Orleans. And look, good luck to everybody out there tomorrow. Hopefully we can chat with you next week after you guys win a championship.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for contacting us, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, this is awesome for us. The pleasure is all mine, Corey. And give Reese and give Brandy my best, all right?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Corey Roussel again. Father Reese Roussel tomorrow at 2:30. We will all be watching. If you're not, you should be. One of the great, I think, unadulterated forms of sports entertainment. You know, sometimes you get jaded in college and pros. And certainly I do, covering those sports all the time. All the, you know, the dirty underside of it with the money and politics and contracts. It's not there in Little League. And it's one of the reasons why this event, this Little League World Series, captivates us all each year at this time. And amazingly and fortunately for everybody here locally, we have a local team to root on. Again, the East Bank All-Stars tomorrow against Hawaii at 2:30 for a national championship. It is a win and you're in the championship, and a lose, well, you're not done, but you get to play in that third place game on Sunday. We will take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Brett Martell. We'll shift our focus to the New Orleans Saints. They have their third preseason game against the New York Jets tomorrow. We'll chat about what we should expect to see in that game. The Last Lap, just getting started tonight. Thanks for being along. Hope everybody's Friday's going well. I'm Seth Dunlap. Logan, feeling a little better, looks like, Logan, tonight? Yeah, a little bit. He's kind of nodding his head, yeah. Behind the glass, our studio producer. 2.5 more hours here on the show.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.